KSJD's local news podcast is supported by Next 50 Initiative, reminding you to complete the census. It only takes a few minutes, and your participation will help ensure our region receives funding for essential services and programs. Visit 2020census.gov to help our community be counted.
With KSJD News, I'm Daniel Reisel. The San Juan National Forest is reminding visitors to follow fire restrictions this Labor Day weekend. Hot, dry conditions persist throughout the Four Corners, with varying fire restrictions in place by state and federal agencies. In the National Forest, campfires can only be built within developed sites, and visitors are encouraged to use alternatives like gas stoves. Illegal fires have been reported in public lands throughout the summer, even when stricter restrictions were in place. Montezuma County has expanded voter services for the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe. KSJD's Austin Cope has more.
The expanded access follows legislation amended last year by the Colorado State House. It requires counties to designate voter service and polling centers within reservation boundaries at a tribe's request. Ute Mountain Ute Tribe spokesperson Peter Ortigo tells KSJD the tribe submitted a formal request for the polling center earlier this year. Montezuma County Clerk Kim Purcell says her office used grant funding to purchase equipment for the new location at the Toyoak Recreation Center. Voters can go to the center on Election Day to drop their ballots, request a new ballot, register to vote, and vote in person. There will also be a 24-hour ballot drop box at the Tribal Complex building beginning mid-October. Other polling and drop box locations are in Mancos, Dolores, and Cortez. For KSJD, I'm Austin Cope.
Peter Ortigo is a recent former board member of the Community Radio Project that oversees KSJD. This is KSJD News.